Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for 29th of July 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Peter, VK7PD. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations on 3.67 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, on 7.14 MHz by Mike, VK7FB, on 14.13 MHz by Jack, VK7IL, and on 28.525 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 438.525 MHz, VK7RCR, DMR channel 3807, VK7 News Only, from 0930 to 1000 by Clayton, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Broadcast news. Welcome back, Rick Polden. We welcome back Rick to VK7 and to the VK7 Regional News Broadcast Team. I understand he is soon to become VK7 Romeo India again. Rick has volunteered to be a reader for the broadcast. For those who remember, Rick used to read the broadcast before moving up to VK4. Welcome back and thanks, Rick, and you will hear him on next week's broadcast. 73, Justin, VK7TW. Remember and stay contest.
Hello all, this is Vince Henderson, VK7 Victor Hotel. Because of great participation from VK7 amateurs, we have taken out the Remembrance Day Contest State Trophy for 2016 and 2017. Can we take out the State Trophy 3 years in a row? The State Trophy is awarded to the state with the highest aggregate score. For example, for us, it is the number of VK7 licences divided by how many logs are submitted. This is known as the participation rate. So, put simply, the more logs submitted from amateur radio operators in Tasmania, the better our chance is of winning the state trophy. The Remembrance Day contest, date and time, is set for 0300 UTC, that's local time 1 p.m, on Saturday the 11th of August 2018 until 0300 UTC, and that's local time of 1 p.m, on Sunday the 12th of August 2018. Full contest rules are available on the WIA website. I encourage every amateur radio operator in Tasmania to give the 2018 RD contest a go. Some operators make a concerted effort to make as many contacts as possible. I ask that you make the effort to do this. Let me repeat, make as many contacts as you can. Some of us are time poor. That does not matter. Just commit to make, say, 10 or 20 contacts. There will be others that will do the hard yards and make many contacts. These dedicated operators will be relying on you to make just a few contacts in order to make our Tasmanian participation rate high and in turn our total score high. The most important thing is to submit a log. Even if you only make a few contacts, please submit a log. Every log submission helps. If you make more than 100 contacts, your log submission must be in electronic format. If you make less than 100 contacts, you're able to submit a handwritten log. There are a few excellent pieces of software that make logging a breeze. One such piece of software is called VKCL Log. It is one of the best and preferred Windows-based RD logging software used by many operators. This is due to ease of operation, log file generation, and best of all, it is free. I would encourage you to download and use this great piece of software. Just search VKCL and download it. If you have HF capability, just use the frequencies on the bands you have available. For those that have VHF and UHF capabilities, there are some simplex calling frequencies that will make life easy. These are 6 metres, 52.525 megahertz, 2 metres, 146.5 megahertz, 70 centimetres, 439 megahertz, and 23 centimetres, 1296.1 megahertz. The normal operating mode for these frequencies is FM. By using these frequencies, the contacts are kept in Tasmania. Good for us and completely within the rules. So if you just want to use VHF and UHF, this is the way to go. Let me tell you about a simple way of making many contacts within a few minutes. Last year, a few local operators in Hobart made a concerted effort to do the band dance. What is the band dance? Well, it's an effort to work 3-hour repeat contacts on many bands. Most of us had capabilities to work on 70 centimetres, 2 metres, 6 metres, 10 metres, 15 metres, 20 metres, 40 metres and 80 metres. We did the band dance by making contact on all these bands every 3 hours. During one such band dance, I achieved 24 contacts within a few minutes. We just started at 70 centimetres and worked our way down the bands. Do the band dance with a few others and your score will increase dramatically, especially during the triple points available between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. on Sunday. Will you commit to making at least 10 contacts on the 2000 RD contest? I do hope so. Besides, you will make a valuable contribution to ensuring Tasmania takes out the state trophy, providing you submit your log. If you're an old hand that has not operated in the RD contest for some time, then blow out the cobwebs and give it a go. To those that made a concerted effort during the 2017 RD contest, thank you. Your contribution earned us the state trophy. We have many amateur radio operators that listen to this broadcast. So, if you have taken in all I've talked about, will you make an effort to put in a log for the RD contest 2018? I do hope you will. Remember, submit your log. Electronic logs must be submitted within 14 days of the end of the contest, and handwritten logs need to be posted within 8 days of the contest end. Most importantly, the RD contest remembers those that have served and those that have fallen. We must never forget them. This is Vince Henderson, VK7VH. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to working you during the 2018 RD contest.
News from the Northwest. Northwest TAS Radio and TV Group, NWTR and TVG, Club General Meeting. The next general meeting of the club is scheduled for Saturday, 4th August 2018. Yes, that's next Saturday. Members and visitors should note the new venue for club meetings. Leven District Scout Headquarters, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston, northern end of Alexander Road, not far from the beach. A Google map with directions to the location can be found on the club website. Jota Jotai 2018. It is anticipated discussions will take place on the forthcoming Jota Jotai weekend on 19 to 21st October. A suggestion this year is to have dual stations set up at Peyton Park and Leven District Headquarters at Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Possible antenna construction day activity. Now that we have several new amateurs in the northwest area, it is suggested that another antenna building day be organised, with construction of a suitable antenna for HF that can be used in a small area, such as a magnet loop. Interested? Then why not come along to the meeting and become involved? Suitable magnetic loop type antennas have been featured in the midweek ATV and video stream broadcasts recently, and it is expected to revisit some of these to ascertain a suitable design. As usual, an open invitation is extended to all members and friends to attend. Club name tags. The long-awaited name tags for members are definitely now available and should be available by the next meeting. Members will need to attend meetings to pick one up, so what better reason do you need to attend a meeting? Note that the name kits have finally arrived and should be available for members attending the meeting on 4th of August. 73 until next time. Tony VK7AX, News Officer, NWTR and TVG. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. News from the North. SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. 73 Al VK7AN. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Well, we are still waiting for a full report from our Safety Communications Coordinator, so hopefully we'll be able to put that to air next week. Having taken part, I can say that it seemed quite successful, at least from our checkpoint's knowledge of things. Thankfully, the forecast rain and big winds didn't eventuate, seeming to exhaust themselves on the Friday. It was still cold and damp out on the course, though, and all the more so in the little hollow we occupied, which seemed several degrees cooler than just a few hundred metres up any of the tracks leading into it. To go along with that, we had our first experience of the neighbouring gun club holding what sounded like a very major competition that went on until very late in the afternoon. The noise of double-barrel shotguns out after clay targets was deafening at times, especially when, later in the day, the pistol club joined in. Mind you, none of that activity could be seen, just heard or at times felt viscerally. It also caused quite a few horses some alarm, as might be expected. In all, coupled with the early morning cold and damp, it reminded us of an old film footage of conditions on the Western Front in World War I, so much so that we were compelled to rechristen our checkpoint, known at the start of the event as Gun Club. By the end we had changed that to Howitzer Hollow. This was only the second time we had used this checkpoint, following its forced adoption after substantial forest closures by the company occupying the land removed large sessions of the courses previously used at Sassafras. We only chanced to learn the gun and pistol clubs were so close by when Peter, VK7KPC, stumbled upon them while looking for a shortcut back to base after the state championships last month. I suspect that future events involving the site may require us to use noise-cancelling headsets. Repeater news. What is it with winter, mountains and repeaters? Why can't they just get along nicely and give our hard-working repeater crews a bit of a break? No sooner had we bedded down Mount Arthur again, now bedecked with its spanking new wind generator and batteries, nicely topped up, the news arrived that VK7RTC on Mount Wellington had developed laryngitis, or similar, with much reduced output. Our intrepid Southern Repeater Officer Hayden, VK7HH, set off to investigate, but of course found the road to the pinnacle blocked by snow and impassable. It soon became clear, though, that the antenna had collapsed in a broken heap, no doubt due to an overaccumulation of ice. Suffice is to say it requires replacement, and we can advise that a new antenna has already been ordered and is on its way to Hayden. NTARC wishes to take this opportunity to public record its gratitude to Weissen South, which on hearing of the problem offered to donate the cost of a replacement antenna. Well done, Weissen South, and well done, Hayden too. His initiative in getting the new VK7RTC up on the mountain after many years of absence of any amateur repeater on that iconic site has given the state a significant radio asset and a key component in the NTARC network. It is indeed pleasing that the local amateur community, including Weissen South, also value its presence. Report on Wednesday, 25th, technical session. Another cool evening, but the advance party was prepared this time and our gas fire blast heater warmed the club rooms quickly. While the regular fire was being set, after 15 minutes of operation the gas was turned off, the temperature was comfortable and the log fire had taken over as the primary heat source. Since last week, with the exploits of our computer restoration team, now somewhat famous, several more computers had appeared, so Kevin VK7KJL and Simon VK7FSRM once again toiled with a will and managed to resurrect both PC for itinerant use. Our other Kevin, VK7HKN, brought along a Pixie CW 40-meter transmitter made from a kit with a laser-cut acrylic case and complete with homebrew Morse key. James, VK7FJAM, is also building one, so there was plenty to talk about. John, VK7FJFD, had his rebuilt power supply with him, previously reported as being noise-free, but it had still perplexed John by its ammeter reading in reverse. While some of our resident wags might have suggested that John read it with the aid of a mirror, once Ross VK7ALH arrived, an investigation revealed that a mix-up with the plugs and wires was responsible. A quick trip to the workshop for some soldering treatment resulted in correct operation and a happy John. Peter VK7KPC brought in a recently obtained military antenna, number 6 coupling unit, to fit on the FFR Land Rover he is restoring. In very good condition, the unit is designed to mount on a front fender and carries its antenna mount on top of the case, with a flexible whip mounted and a piece of building wire as the counterpoise. The analyzer showed it able to be matched in the 6-meter band. We welcomed a visitor tonight, Tabitha, 12-year-old harmonic of Tony, VK7YBG, had come along with her dad to show us a digital clock kit she had recently built. It, too, had a nice laser-cut, transparent acrylic case. As much as the finished product was admired, and it was demonstrated working by plugging it in to a convenient USB socket, the main attraction was her superb standard of soldering. Helped in only a few places by her dad, all solder joints were visible through the case and were so good that someone was heard to comment that it was better soldering than that of many industry technicians he had seen. Here is a potential candidate for an amateur license. Ebenezer VK7AT was there, of course, and he had brought in a high-mount straight Morse key mounted on a granite base. As well as having a nice feel, it was a very attractive unit. As always, Ebenezer kept the company entertained with some of his rib-tickler stories. Thanks, Idris, for that update, and it is great to see everyone enjoying the technical sessions, which were long one of our key objectives in getting our own club premises. It certainly looks like we have a budding F-call in the making with Tabitha, and I dare say she won't long rest with an F-call. It is great to see some young blood getting interested in electronics and building, and of course, in Tabitha's case, maybe we shouldn't be surprised, as she has been very closely involved in club life since birth. Now on to coming events. Technical sessions. Wednesday, 1 August, from 7:30pm to 10:30pm at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rocher Lee. August General Meeting, to be held on Wednesday, 8th August at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rocher Lee. An evening meeting to commence at 19:30 hours, 7:30pm, show and tell or a presentation. If we can rustle up one to follow and then supper. Social dinner, Wednesday, 22 August, as in previous years, the venue will be Steve's Bar and Grill, Launceston. Meet time, 6:30pm, for dinner, 7pm. This catch-up dinner has proved very successful for many years. If you're planning to attend, could you please email me at either of the following addresses, ypmaxwell@bigpond.com or ntarc.emails@gmail.com, or let me know at coffee sessions. A number of people have already advised me of their attendance. September barbecue meeting, to be held on Saturday 8th, barbecue to commence at noon, general meeting to follow at 1400 hours, 2pm. Our guest speaker is Michael Booth, and he will be giving a presentation on astronomy and photography after our meeting. Coffee mornings are held every Monday and Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and generally good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and we do have some cards awaiting collection, so why not call in and see if any belong to you on a Monday or Friday? Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist with our ongoing operations. Finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you all at Rochalie. A reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me at either of the following addresses: ypmaxwell@bigpond.com or ntarc.emails@gmail.com. 73 Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary. Southern News, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Incorporated. Reist Presentation Evening. Fundamentals of Radio Astronomy by Mike Groth, VK7MJ. This monthly presentation covers aspects of radio astronomy ranging from the development of radio astronomy, Karl Gansky and Grote Reber, through to the role of microwave mapping in developing theories of the universe and studies into HF planetary radio emissions from Jupiter. Wednesday, 1 August at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. The presentation will be streamed and recorded. Sean, VK7FAZE, President, Reist. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. DMR Radios. The club buy of the GD77 handheld DMR radios is going well, with over a dozen sold to date and orders waiting for the next batch coming in from overseas. As mentioned in past broadcasts, the radios will be pre-configured for instant use on both the digital and analog networks around VK7, with the latest firmware installed. These are the latest edition of this radio. However, contrary to the previous broadcasts, the supplier may or may not be able to supply on an ongoing basis the white on black screens. They may be black on white. Rest assured that these are the very latest genuine GD77 radios. Each radio comes with one dual band high gain antenna, one belt clip, one USB port desktop charger, one battery, one manual, one free programming cable, and an endless amount of support from club members. As mentioned previously, the 10% GST on overseas purchases has now come into effect, and as a consequence, the price of the radios has had an increase as well. The Reist member price is now $130, which includes the radios mentioned and the benefits of many dozens of hours of research and development to ensure your radio will have the very latest features and ready to use on delivery. To secure your radio, all we ask is that you put down a $20 deposit and the balance paid on collection. The fourth batch is in transit, so you have a couple of weeks or so to put your coins together for the final payment, but to secure your radio, please pay your deposit as soon as possible to the Reist account in the same method that memberships are paid, including your call sign and the word DMR, or get in touch with a committee member to grab your deposit from you. Non-Reist members can purchase these with all the same benefits of the latest firmware and features and ongoing support for $140. This is an excellent opportunity to take advantage of your membership and grab yourself a great little radio. Reist Equipment Tender, closing Monday, 30 July. As part of work to clean up the club room, a number of surplus items are being made available for sale by tender to financial Reist members. The catalogue of items for tender is available in the members section of the Reist website, and the link can be found on the email edition of this broadcast. There is also a paper copy on display for members in the club room. The tender will close on midnight Monday, the 30th of July, with emails sent to the successful bidders shortly afterwards. Further details on how to bid are included on the cover page of the tender catalogue. If you have any questions, please email tenders@reast.asn.au for further details. 73 Reast Committee. Experimenters' Night, another popular night with stuff going on all over the place. We welcomed Vince, VK7VH, to the club rooms, Larry, VK7WLH, and Kim, VK7KB, were taking covers off analogue TV translators and power amplifiers to see what could be repurposed for amateur radio. John, VK7FJPA, brought along the finished microphone from last week with the new cable for his rig. Great work, John. Winston, VK7WH, showed off a very interesting IP control box that had 16 digital output, 8 analog input, 8 temperate inputs, and these are all controlled via IP and a very usable web interface. Winston is using this to control his remote station. Warren, VK7WN, and Alan, VK7KAJ, were very interested in this device. We welcomed Toby, VK7VTM, back up to the Queen's Domain, and he came along with repeater officer Damien, VK7SD, who were looking into the stack of very nice optioned up Spectra Engineering MX920S repeaters. Rex, VK7MO, and Richard, VK7ZBX, were deep into 10 GHz microwave discussions. Justin, VK7TW, brought along his offset feed dish and AS-L tripod mount and discussed with Rex how to use sun noise to align the rifle scope on the dish. Justin has built the W1GHZ sun noise meter and Rex gave some hints on how to use it. Thanks, Rex. Justin then went on to wind some beefy inductors for the 630 meter 500 watt power amplifier he's building. The wire was a little thicker than required, and so Justin was using his HP LCR meter to ensure the right inductance was reached. This led to Greg, VK7FGRA, and Ron Cullen comparing notes on the Chinese component tester that Ron brought along a couple of weeks ago. All in all, a great night of experimentation. We get back underway with our Experimenters' Night in a fortnight, Wednesday, 8th of August, from 7:30 p.m. Keep an eye on the Facebook page for more information. See you there. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Reast Foundation Training. If you are interested in a foundation license session and assessment, then please contact Reg, VK7KK. The next programmed assessment day will be third Saturday of August and then every second month. Check out the Reast website or Facebook page for events. So if you're interested in the 18th August 2018, then please contact Reg on email, which is assessor@reast.asn.au or phone mobile 0417 391 607. 73 Reg, VK7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms and technical sessions, Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. Reast, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, then the Experimenters' Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, Hobart. Reast Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 FM. Events. Reast, 1 August, Introduction to Radio Astronomy with Mike, VK7MJ. Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. NWTAR and TVG, 4 August, General Meeting at Leven District Scout Headquarters, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. NTARC, 8 August, general meeting from 7:30 p.m. and guest speaker Michael Booth on astronomy and photography. Club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. VK, 11 to 12 of August, Remembrance Day contest. VK7, 17 November, Maina Hamfest, Maina Community Hall. If you are interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your license, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods. They can be found at www.res.net.au. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcasts. Newsreader, Rick Polden. Repeaters, REST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40 metres, VK7TW. 20 metres, any takers. 10 metres, VK7VKT. DMR, channel 3807. VK7 regional news only from 9:30 a.m. on VK7RCR, and that's by VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and the VK7RAA and network in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WAA news can be heard on 0900, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Please note all, this is now the address for news items for the VK7 regional news. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 regional news Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WA is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it is 73 from Peter, VK7PD.